A Christian charity has been told that it can't appeal High Court judgment, which has supported the decision to ban an advert from a London bus. Premier's Marcus Jones, our news editor, has been working on this story for us, so let's cross over to him for all the details.
Yeah, so this is the Core Issues Trust, and you might remember from a story earlier this week that the charity was unhappy at the decision by Transport for London to ban the poster, which said, "Not gay, ex-gay, post-gay and proud, get over it." Now, despite claims that freedom of expression was being denied, the initial court ruling deemed it was the right decision. Well, after attempting to appeal the decision, another judge has now decided that the verdict was satisfactory and appropriate. It means the charity is left with court costs of £100,000 and left trying to work out what to do next. Well, I've got the number here for Mike Davidson. Now, Mike heads up the Core Issues Trust, so it'd be great to get his thoughts, see how he's feeling today. So let's give him a call. Let's see if he's available.
Hello.
Hi, is that Mike?
Yes.
Hi there, Marcus. Mike. It's Marcus calling from Premier Christian Radio. Thank you for joining us on the News Hour today. We've heard this latest verdict from the court that you won't be able to appeal the decision to ban the adverts that you wanted to put on buses in London. The adverts, somewhat controversial at the time, in a response to a Stonewall campaign. Tell us how you're feeling after hearing this latest verdict.
Well, we're disappointed that justice no longer means what it used to, in the sense that words such as instructed are being redefined. I think that we want to be responsible in going forward, but we certainly will be going forward and looking for ways of continuing to raise the issues that are important around this case.
So what are your options then, Mike? If the Court of Appeal has said no, what else have you got?
Well, everything at the moment is in the hands of lawyers who are looking at this closely, and they assure me there are directions that we need to consider. But we're not in a position at the moment to talk about those directions. But it's certainly not the end of the case here. We feel that this was very much of a whitewash, very much of a coordinated attempt to shut down any debate or any dissension around the issue of expression around contrary views relating to homosexuality in the UK.
We do in this country have to live under the law, and in this situation we've got a number of judges who've come out and said that they're satisfied that the decision, the verdict, was appropriate. At what point do you say, you know what, enough judges are saying that this is the law of our land, therefore we need to let this drop? Is there anything that comes into your thought process on that, or is this a case of, I will, you know, fight this until the end?
Judges have ruled that that's the end of the story, but it certainly isn't the end of the story. We may have some responsibilities here, and we'll look at that closely, and we'll follow through on that, but it certainly is not the end of the story.
Mike, the statements that you've released suggest that you've got to pay £100,000 in costs. How much of a financial burden has this been on you and the charity, and how are you going to pay that sum?
Well, which charities in the UK have £100,000, except, of course, Stonewall and the Terence Higgins Trust, both funded by the government? They would have a huge amount of money. We do not receive money except from our supporters. We do not receive money from the US. So it is about equity and assets that we would have, and I personally would have. But, you know, how much is, what price do we put on freedom of expression and freedom to live according to the gospel? We think these are very important issues. So, of course, it's a burden. Of course, it's a concern. We will not be racking up irresponsible bills. We will do what we need to do, but please don't think that we will be silenced or intimidated. How is it that Transport for London is able to dip into the public purse and to use Queen's counsels and any amount of barristers and solicitors And citizens who want to challenge some of the decisions they make have absolutely no access to support in this area. There's a fundamental imbalance here, and that's another issue relating to this course, this case.
You talked about personal equity. Does that mean you're going to have to, you know, take on some of this responsibility yourself?
Of course I have to take on the responsibility. There's no other organization that's going to step in and fill the gap. This is our responsibility, and it's our it's our responsibility to
the reason I ask, Mike, is, you know, £100,000, you know, that's a lot of money for anyone, and if you're having to pick up that bill, where does that leave you?
That leaves me before the Lord, asking for his direction and help, and hopefully in a position of, you know, consecrated assets to his cause and to his purposes. We are in very serious times in the United Kingdom. I'm not sure that Christians have woken up to the beginning tide of the pansexual revolution that is being introduced to us, slowly but surely. And so I think, you know, we really shouldn't be surprised that it costs us if we're going to begin to stand up to this.
Okay, well, Mike, thank you so much for your time on the NewsHour today. Really do appreciate your thoughts on that one. That's Mike Davidson from the Core Issues Trust.